from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This is normally, Rob, where we would have the trader join us on the show. At training camp, we know he's there in the hot sun with his little notepad and his flannel and his plaid. We don't have him. So we're trying to figure out, you know. It's like a TV show. This is like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where you lose Aunt Viv. We just got to recast Aunt Viv. Let's go to the phone lines right now. For Harold Kuntz of Fox 4 joining us on the show today. Harold, you are the light-skinned Aunt Viv.
Man, I'm a sub. I need to just get off the phone right now.
That's terrible, man.
You give me light-skinned Aunt Viv treatment?
Harold, you know I love you. You know I love you, Harold.
Oh, my goodness.
Our guy Harold Kuntz joining us on the show today. Harold, how are you feeling? I heard you hurt yourself. I'm not going to say how I heard you hurt yourself, but I heard you were not 100%. Are you okay, my brother?
Well, I'm good now. I just got out the MRI. So, yeah, things are looking up.
Harold, that's good to hear. I'm happy that things are looking up, man. I'm happy that things are looking up. You have been going to camp. What have you been seeing from the Chiefs?
Man, I think it's a lot of the determination of Patrick Mahomes to just force the ball deep. Even if it's incomplete, even if the defense gets interception, he's going deep this year. This entire camp is about him experimenting to go deep, and that's it. And the defense's role is to basically not get frustrated until tomorrow when they get pads on, and then they can start knocking people out if they so choose to, but try not to knock them out too hard when they get injured because, well, they're already down a couple people. But that's the whole theme of this camp might as well just be like Patrick Mahomes stepping up and saying, I'm throwing the ball deep, whether you like it or not, catch the ball. I'm seeing who I can rely on because that's what I'm doing this year. I'm throwing the ball deep. Just get used to it. That might as well be the theme of the camp so far.
I thought it did not feel random to me that on the first day of practice, they throw that pass to Xavier Worthy. I mean, the Chiefs offense last year, they just did not have that capability from anybody that was on their team. They thought they had it with Kadarius Toney. That obviously didn't work out. MVS was supposed to be their downfield threat. That's not what happened. Day one of camp, first team drill, they run a deep pass to Xavier Worthy, and you could just get the sense, and you were there, just you could feel the excitement from everybody knowing that they have something back in their offense that they never had. Didn't have last year.
Yeah, not last year. I mean, their deep route conversion. I mean, everybody knows about the statistics. They're lower fourth in the league when it comes to completing deep routes. I mean, they're toward the end. Patrick Mahomes made it very simple on the first Tuesday they got up there. He's like, I'm not really happy about how the regular season went last year, so this is what we're doing. When you pick up a guy like Hollywood Brown, when you get a guy like Xavier Worthy in the draft, it's pretty clear what they're doing. Because he's out, well, then next thing you know, they're throwing the ball to Rashee Rice deep. Next thing you know, they've got Jared Wiley going deep. It's basically like if you're on and you're open or you're one-on-one coverage, I want to see if you can go up and get it because that's going to be the whole thing of this camp. Now, things will be different, obviously, when they put the pads on. You'll see some more 9-on-7. You'll see 11-on-11. It'll get a lot more physical. I think we already saw a little shade of that when George Karlaftis kind of bumped, kind of hip-checked at Kadarius Toney a little bit. But that's just it. Right now, he's like, I'm throwing the ball deep. Get used to it. This is what I want to do. So, Yeah, and Travis Kelce, he's going to be the same way too. He's going to go deep. So, I mean, this is really what this is all about. I mean, Andy Reid's always said it's experimentation at camp. This is what you're seeing right now. It's we're experimenting with the deep ball. We know we can do the intermediate stuff. We know we can do the check down. That's fine. I want to go deep, and that's just going to be the way it is.
I actually was on Kadarius Toney's side of the whole incident with George Karlaftis. I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's football. It's training camp. Sometimes things are going to happen from time to time. But I thought Karlaftis was overly aggressive. I understand why Toney got up and responded the way that he did. I also like the way that Travis Kelce came in there and then defended the young guy, defended one of the guys on the offense. I also noticed in that video that there wasn't a coach that really got involved. Like, there was an issue in the team. They dealt with the issue. They broke it up. There were no punches thrown. And then everybody went back to practice.
Yeah, I mean, this is why you'll never see Andy Reid want to do a camp with another team. We've heard about how Dan Campbell was rumored to want the Lions to have a split practice because they are playing him in the preseason at Arrowhead. That was a no-go from Andy. That's just the way it is. I mean, he doesn't like fights. He doesn't want things stopping it, and they move on amicably. The only thing I was really disappointed about was the numerous national media outlets that wrote horrible headlines for it, because it's just an embarrassment to people like us. But in the end, it's like it's a non-issue. I mean, you know, Karlaftis basically just said, like, oh, just wait until pads come on. That's all it was a little excuse me shove, like the old NBA days.
Yeah, I mean, I read all those headlines as Travis Kelce is just caught up in the ultimate clickbait machine that if you're like, I'm sitting here seeing Us Weekly talk about a training camp fight that happened. Like, why is E! News reporting on a scuffle in training camp? Oh, yeah, Travis Kelce was involved.
Yeah. Yep, that there you go. Ding, ding, ding. That's the answer. Whenever he's involved with anything, that's the way it's going to be. And they don't know. None of them are there. I mean, we've been there. E! News is not there. Us Weekly is not there unless they're, you know, in the crowd, like wondering what the heck is going on and why are they in St. Joseph, Missouri. But no, it's not going there. It's just literally it's training camp. We've seen it before. I mean, I saw a couple of players before training camp started in the area, and they're like, yeah, it really doesn't start until the first person gets shoved over or turned around or something. You know, I think we now know that training camp has officially started. And they're ready to go with pads. That's all that means. Nothing more, nothing less.
Right now, we're talking to Harold Kuntz of Fox 4 joining us on the show today. He has been at every Chiefs practice. Tomorrow, they put the pads on, and training camp really starts to heat up. Let's keep it with the wide receiver room. I actually feel good about Toney standing on this team. I probably would have handicapped it for Sky Moore before this whole process started, but with the conversation around moving Toney to running back, with the early struggles from Sky Moore, I actually think that Toney is on this roster. I'm not sure if Sky Moore is making this team.
I tend to agree with you right now. I mean, it's early returns, but I mean, let's look at it this way. Like, what can you offer? And Toney, I mean, they understand there's a little comfortability there with some short routes. If he does get the ball, they are excited about what he can do with the ball. They continually say if he does get the ball, he's one of the more talented receivers they have on the team. And let's look at the running back depth. I mean, once you get past Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Isaiah Pacheco, I mean, you're looking at a lot of guys that summer power backs like, you know, Denarius Prince or something like that. Keontae Ingram's trying to find his former team. But what's the issue with having him as kind of a 2/3 position there, and trying to work him out? And you know, one thing, if you can hand the ball up to him, it's a lot better than throwing the ball to him. Like that, he can secure that. So, I mean, I think it's a good idea that they can experiment with in training camp, see where it lasts him. I mean, he's got to test out his durability too. That's another thing, because we know he's injury prone. So that's one thing to look out for. I think it's a good idea, but yeah, I mean, you don't hear Sky Moore's name a lot, which is a shame. You know, like, they're going to try to make it work, but man, it's just not looking good. I mean, he's one of the guys, between him and Kadarius, they're two of the guys that you're looking at saying to yourself, all right, these are guys that really got to step up, prove themselves to be on the roster. And at least they're working with Toney right now. I don't see a way they're really working with Sky Moore right now. They're hoping that maybe something along the lines can work with him. I'm sure he's trying to work it out, but right now, early returns suggest that he's in a real, real battle for something or needs to start learning special teams soon.
Right now, we're talking to Harold Kuntz of Fox 4, going through some of the top storylines at camp. The biggest story is probably the left tackle battle right now. What are you seeing regarding that? Who do you think has the leg up?
So it's going to be hard to say until they get pads on, and we'll see what happens there. I mean, this weekend's going to be pretty critical to see what Andy Heck and Matt Nagy think there. But I mean, right now you've seen, as to use a political term, the incumbent, Wanya Morris is right now starting. But then as you evolve through the practices, you've seen him get less and less, and Kingsley kind of mix in with the ones more and more. So I think it's just experimentation more than anything. Right now, obviously, Wanya's got the leg up. It's his job to lose. But Kingsley's going to, the more he learns, the more he'll be able to provide pressure. I mean, he's an important cog of this. I mean, they didn't draft him to just sit there and learn. They drafted him to probably play. So it's really a developing, fascinating situation to watch there. And also you add in the fact that Joe Tooney is out right now while he rehabs. We know he's a solidified starter when he gets back, but for right now, they're rotating that position too. I mean, we're seeing some of the rookies like Hunter Norzad and C.J. Hansen get in the mix. So there's a lot of experimentation right now. Won't know much more until they get the pads on, but it is fascinating to see that Kingsley's getting more and more of the first team. I mean, Wanya, Andy Reid said he's doing well. He's doing well for what we've asked him to do. That was kind of the key word there that I took out of it, what we've asked him to do. Because what they've asked him to do right now is nothing with, basically shells and no pads right now. So we're going to see more and more how it develops, and I really want to see what Kingsley does in these one-on-ones. When they can really get after it with the defensive line, see how he handles his position there. We know he can't take much out of drills from one-on-ones. A lot of people like to take it because, they see the video of it, but you can't take much out of it because they're being asked to do so many things. But it's one thing where, you really want to see how this rookie holds up, because he's going to have to play whether he likes it or not. He's going to have to deliver at a time, one or another. And these preseason games would be very valuable for him because they've got a big decision on their hands.
You mentioned the pads coming on and what you're going to be looking for and what you're going to be watching for. I feel that way about somebody on the defensive side. I think about the players who have a little bit of buzz around them. We mentioned Kadarius Toney, where a lot of that conversation has been moving him over to running back. You mentioned the left tackle position between Morris and Suamataia. There's a little bit of buzz around him. Luis Riz-Zamet. I haven't heard a lot about Felix Onyedike Uzomah so far, which makes sense. Just defensive line, you aren't really put in a position early on in camp with no pads. Tomorrow when they start doing one-on-one drills, he's going to be somebody that I'm looking for, that I want to see. Hey, are you winning these battles? Have you really taken that big step forward?
And he's going to have to. We saw this at the last year where he kind of stepped in with Minnehue on the table, and then Mike Danis emerges. Obviously, Chris Jones, Treshawn Wharton. I mean, there's available play time for him right now, and he's got to take advantage. So this is his second year. We all talked about how this was a redshirt year for him. This is a redshirt year no longer, man. You're a second year pro. You've spent all your offseason training with Tamba Ali, George Karloftis there. He's worked with it. You've seen his development. You see Karloftis. So let's get Dan a nice little contract too. So they think that they're guys right now. So you got to prove to yourself you are a guy. And right now we see it right now. We see the lineup right now. So it's going to be an interesting situation to him. I mean, he's got something to prove, and he can't wait. I mean, like they said, these guys got to step up. The last two rookie classes, the only one that's really stepped up is Rashee Rice right now. And you got to look at, Felix is a guy. He's a first-round pick. He's got to step up, So it's just the way it works. And he's part of their plan to really step up. He's got to be either a really good quality rotational depth piece or somebody where he cannot afford to be 2 years redshirt right now. So they've dealt their hand with all these guys like Dana getting contracts. Karloff is going to be up one soon. Treshawn Wharton, he's locked in. And we all – their starter now. He's going to prove that he –
And that is our guy, Harold Kuntz, joining us on the show today, giving us a report from training camp. The Chiefs have the day off today. They'll be back in the pads tomorrow. It is their first padded practice of training camp. Harold, we appreciate you as always, man. Get better, man.
Whenever you need first tier on Viv to show up, Carrington, I'm more than happy to help. I'll give you second tier stuff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.